Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. And I was going to play a joke in which I left the stream and then came back to the stream, but I think I only have the power to add people back in. I would just be bumped out forever, and then you just have to do the podcast on your own.
Yes, the most ineffective return. I feel like this was just done for the previews, Brayden's so-called return back to the game. But
what a weird episode.
Very strange. I was going to introduce you as cookie cutter co-host, in the sense that you are always baking lovely things. So
I was going to say, wouldn't it be an insult? I always want to eat a cookie.
Yeah, interesting episode. But I have to say, I'm always really excited to watch the episodes this season, which I couldn't really say for last season. So I am loving what Charity's doing. I'm loving just following her love story so far.
Yeah, and I have to commend them on like not having any filler episodes. Like, we are just really moving along here.
I was really worried that we were going to get a to be continued this episode.
I thought for sure we were going to get one.
Yes, and they had it all set up like they could have, and we just got a straightforward episode. We love that. Love that we've got some new travel.
Yeah, and I think we might have like PTSD because there really hasn't been a to be continued episode in like 3 years, and yet we're still terrified every single time.
Waiting for it just around the corner. Well, speaking of sort of scheduling an episode structure, there was some news this week of some changes that I think somehow you had some sort of hand in this. I don't know how this happened.
I think I might have like accidentally used all of my good karma I've collected on this.
You spent it.
Yeah, it's gone now. I have to start over. I have to be nice again.
How did Ethan react to hearing that Bachelor is going back to its original time slot? They just tried this out for 4 episodes and boom, next week back to 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, he was like, no way. He was like, ooh, Claim to Fame must not be doing well.
Yeah, I wonder what that is. Like, I've never heard of this just switcheroo in the middle of a season like this. So yeah,
swapping back time slots. Yeah,
right. Have you been watching Claim to Fame?
I have been collecting it on my DVR. Does that count?
Yeah, I think that counts.
I haven't watched it yet.
No spoilers.
I did accidentally
spoilers.
I saw the last 5 minutes of the first episode while I was waiting for The Bachelorette to start. Okay. But since I haven't been watching, like, even starting Bachelorette Live the last couple of weeks, I haven't really gotten any claim to fame preempt.
Right. No, I think it's good. So I'm kind of surprised at this move, but we'll take it. I think this is something we can all agree is good for us. So,
yeah, this is great for me personally, and I can't wait.
Yes. Some other news. They have announced the Golden Bachelor is happening. They've announced who it is. His name is Gary, but it's spelled like Jerry, and he's from Indiana. He's 71. And people are excited.
Yeah, I think they're people are excited for some fresh blood, a fresh concept. I don't know. Maybe it'll get the olds in and it'll feel less stale somehow. I'm not sure. Am I looking forward to it? Now, that feels like a loaded question. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm excited that it's finally happening. Yeah, I'm not ready to say, like, oh, this is, like, going to save the franchise.
Or yeah, like, oh, this is what we need, an old man.
They're still going to pull their old tricks, you know?
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't, like, get too manipulated, you know, or the women. Like, I'm just worried that it's going to leave a bad taste in our mouths.
But yeah, I hope the women, like, put up with less BS. Two questions. Mm-hmm. Has it filmed already, and is it airing like right after The Bachelorette's done?
I think it has not filmed. So I think this is interesting, because does this mean like it's filming soon and the women are quarantined, or they're still casting the women and they get to see, like, ooh, I'm really into Gary, so sign me up. I live in his hometown, or, you know, I don't know. I feel like they've been casting this for 3 years. So
that's true. And like, so are we going to get Bachelor in Paradise next? Like, I feel like that's already in the can, if not
yes,
just finishing up.
Yeah, that will be next. And I heard this was the fall. So maybe it's before, like, kind of to fill in before The Bachelor.
Okay,
interesting. Bachelor. Yeah. And then kind of news that probably wasn't on our bingo cards, but Sean Booth announced that he is going to be a dad. Doesn't seem like it's a, you know, like a long-term relationship or anything like that, but just that he and like a partner, whether it's a current or former partner, are going to be welcoming a child. Hasn't announced who this woman is, but will be soon. So congrats out to him. And then did we already cover Claire being pregnant last time?
I believe
not,
so.
She's not pregnant. Be a surrogate.
Yeah, they are expecting a baby. Yeah, I believe we talked about it.
Yes. So some baby news in Bachelor Nation. Let's see. Any other stories that were out and about?
Not that I can think of. I know we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Abigail bought a house in Tulsa. And she did clear up on her Instagram, like, questions that, like, it's only her name on the house. Like, she didn't want to merge any finances until she was married, and et cetera, et cetera. So good for her for, you know,
interesting,
purchasing that on her own.
Nice. Guess we know whose influencer career is doing better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's dive into this episode. We're in Stevenson, Washington, Skamania County, Washington. I was not familiar with it, but just anytime we're in Washington State, I just am drooling over it. It's gorgeous. It gave me a little bit of Nema Cullen vibes, but with
like nicer.
Yeah.
And less shell rooms.
Right. Yeah. Less themed things. But yeah, I thought this was a kind of a cool destination. I believe you called it last time.
I sure did. And I, a little later on, I want to point out something else I called, and I can't wait to get to it.
All right.
I thought Washington was really beautiful. I think that's a great place to go. I am still feeling like these locations are really fresh. Like, it's not, I don't feel stifled by the lack of international travel right now. Also, Charity's stylist, like, this is the best styling work we have seen in years. years.
Yes, I agree.
She looks incredible, like, in the casual outfits, incredible in, like, the group dates, incredible in the cocktail hours. Like, whoever, I mean, I'm guessing that it's the same stylist that it always right. has been, but just, like, A-plus work this season.
And so much variety. So it's not like she has yeah. a set look. I feel like with past bachelorettes, we might be able to say, okay, they're always wearing kind of this beaded, you know, or neutral tones or something. She's like run the gamut, always looks great. I did have to laugh though when for that adventure date, all the guys are kind of wearing flannels, hoodies, and she was in a full-on parka. It was like, this is a true Southern girl.
Yeah, that's true. That's so funny. I feel like you and I in this weather would be, it's, you know,
we'd be the Braden.
It's like t-shirt weather. Yeah
like we're just gonna rock the thin shirt and have everyone look at us like we're don't know what we're doing. Yeah, this was fun destination, but not fun was the first date card for Dotton. Let's take a leap. I feel like that's pretty obvious what they're going to be doing, plus we had these previews. But he seems excited up to the point where he arrives. How are you feeling about this one?
I feel vindicated because I believe in our draft. And if I had the editing powers to do so and the time and the effort and the brain power, I would go back to our draft episode, found where I said it and insert it in the episode where I said, Dotton, I hope you enjoy your bungee jumping date after saying how much you hate it in your bio.
Did he specifically say bungee jumping? It wasn't just heights?
I don't know. Let's take it back. Let's go look.
Yeah, because when they say things like that, I know there's somebody where like, well, maybe this is like reverse, like they're just like doing reverse psychology.
Maybe.
But he definitely was afraid. If you're that tall, I feel like this would be extra scary.
Oh, maybe he doesn't have it in his bio. Oh my gosh, one of them had it in his bio though. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I'm not as high on my excitement as before because that's not in his bio. Unfortunate.
I love
anyway, that he bungee jumping. Hard pass. Thank you.
Yeah, I love their drive out. Like, it just seemed like up to the point of the bungee jumping part, it felt like a normal date where she's, like, picking him up. He, like, gives her a kiss, but the other guys are watching on. But they just look like an everyday couple. I loved when they got there, though, and he's in his ITM, and he's like, one of my biggest heights is fears. And they left that in.
I also thought that was funny, and I was like, did he just say what I think he said? And then the producer called him out on it. I really, really enjoy, I would say their chemistry is electric, but I would say it's, like, tangible, if that makes sense. Like, that's a positive. I find them just to, like, really make sense, and I don't know. I just really like them together. I feel like she does a lot of these little special things for him too, like bringing him up to her hotel room, giving him a picture of her as like a baby, all this little stuff. I'm like, oh, she's really got it bad for him.
Yeah. I feel like the giving the childhood picture, I mean, I don't know if she packed that when she was arriving. She probably would have had to request, like, can you talk to my parents and have them bring this? Like, so I feel like that takes a little more effort. I feel like that is something when you're really crushing on somebody. And she's just reciprocating what he did. I thought that was really cute. But I felt like it was kind of an interesting choice if that is one of his fears. And that Charity said, this is something I said I would never do. I was sort of yelling at the screen, like, you don't have to do it. Like, I don't see this every season. You don't
I
have
was
to.
Thinking, I was like, does the Bachelorette not get any say in that? Because I was thinking if I'm the Bachelorette, there's not a chance I am getting in there. Not a chance. No. Not happening.
No. Like, if I had to pick one of those terrible adventure dates, it would be, you know, a zip line or something, climbing to the top of a building in Los Angeles. You know, one of those that's like, okay, if I have to do one of these, you know, there's a scale. There's some that bungee jumping is just that at that top of that scale. Bungee jumping, skydiving.
Not happening.
Not happening, no.
Not happening. And then to do it again, unhinged.
Right.
Good for you, but unhinged.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, okay, they really like each other. Because they're just, they chose to take a second bungee jump. We have not seen that before. I don't think we have anyway. And then there was a rainbow afterwards. Just all these signs. It's like, they're just so in love. Already. He says it's been one of the best days of his life. And then they have s'mores. How do you rate s'mores as a dessert? Because this was his first s'mores experience.
I rate them very high.
Yeah.
Which is surprising because, but my thing is, like, I have to do like a dark chocolate. I don't particularly love milk chocolate. I just find it too like rich.
Especially with marshmallow.
Exactly. I love graham crackers. I have a gas stove. So if I have the craving for a s'more, I will roast marshmallow on the flame of my stove, which I can't imagine it's like particularly healthy for me to be breathing in like the gas fumes while standing over the stove roasting a marshmallow. But, you know, it's worth it to me.
Yeah. I was big into the microwave s'mores as a kid, but it's not really the same.
You know what, Amy? Now I'm getting like this like flashback. I believe when you came to visit me, I tried to make broiler s'mores.
That doesn't seem familiar.
But at the time, I didn't really get what the broiler did. So I just like really burnt the top of the s'more and didn't melt the chocolate at all.
This is all coming back to me. I think
right. It's just like it just. I haven't thought of that in like 10 years, but like it just. Yeah. It just all flashbacks.
It's all connected. Yeah. Our family's big thing when we were kids was instead of using, and I don't think it works that great, but instead of using like graham crackers and a Hershey bar and a marshmallow, because it was so messy and like hard to put together, were those like Keebler cookies that have the stripes. They would just be like, okay, well, this cookie has chocolate on it.
Yeah.
And you put the marshmallow on it.
I've definitely used the celebration cookies. Like, I don't know if there's quite the equivalent in the States, but yeah, celebration cookies up here in Canada are a good nice. Use for s'mores.
Nice. Tell us your favorite s'mores recipes, everyone.
Sometimes I also like to use the cookies and cream chocolate. Like the Hershey's cookies and cream bar. I've not tried that.
Nice. Yeah. So it seemed like that was just a cute moment at the end of the date. And instead of like a private concert, fireworks, we just got the classic hot tub. So the second half of the date, like take out the bungee jumping, very enjoyable date.
Yeah. Although I would probably, if I'm Charity, I'm probably keeping the toque on for the hot tub, but. You know,
I thought it was interesting. We didn't really see any like kind of negative comments. It seems like everyone likes Dutton. They didn't show him getting back and everyone being annoyed or like, oh, I wonder if he'll come back or not. It seems like everyone's like, okay, like, yeah, they're solid. But we do see Joey and Aaron talking about Brayden. Brayden, once again, is kind of the talk of the episode. And then sort of at the same time, probably wasn't happening at the same time, but we have Brayden and Xavier outside in the rain. And Brayden's talking about, you know, I want to see Charity like being off, meaning sort of like off the Bachelorette, like not being on all the time. Like she's always on because she's the Bachelorette. I want to see her real self. Did you take that as something negative?
No, like they're really trying. Like, the way that the shot was set up, it felt like it was going to be a gotcha. Like he was going to say something really damning. Mm-hmm. But I totally understand where he's coming from. Like, I feel like I'm crazy that like everything he's saying is making sense. And yeah, I do think this episode, he finally kind of like lost it and made some bad moves.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think that that's a crazy thing to say of like, yeah, I really like Charity, but I also want to see her like, you know, in a like more IRL situation. Like, is that really that wrong?
Right. Oh, I don't think so. But yeah, they haven't really, you know, seen each other since the last rose ceremony where it was really kind of iffy between them, but she just sort of kept him another week to see where it went. But we kind of see what happens here. But we have the scout date. The card says, meet me in the woods. And it's Joey, Aaron, Michael, Caleb, Brayden, Sean, John, and Tanner. So they were waiting to find out who gets that last one-on-one. So it will go to Xavier. So we see these three quote-unquote Girl Scouts. I think child actors, but...
Child actors, yeah. got a nice little flight to the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. I think they might have had to bring them in. Brinley, Kate, and Arya have kind of basic type challenges for them. So the first one is find some food for us, like go forage for 5 minutes. And then the other two were just like two questions. But thoughts on the strategy for finding food in the woods?
Oh, I feel like I would just shut down.
Yeah,
I need to be worried
about many options.
No, like I'm worried about pulling weeds in my own gardens in case they're like poison ivy and I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah,
you know? I'm
not a mushroom fan, but I wouldn't know like how to identify
what's edible and what's
yeah,
not.
Right.
Where did Brayden find the beets? That's my question.
Those looked like they weren't even real.
I know. Like, did he just find those loose? Like, were they in somebody's lunch pail?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think they just grew in the woods like that, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I've never come across a wild beet, but yeah, maybe I've never pulled the right leaf coming from the ground. I did like that, I guess Tanner and Brayden did the same thing, but I thought it was kind of clever to do a charcuterie type board on moss. So maybe just use some creativity and it's not really anything edible, but just like make it look nice. Wasn't sure about Aaron's strategy of going right in the water for a real live frog or fish.
It did make me giggle just a little bit. Uh-huh. Like he had a reason why, like it wasn't just like he's like, no, I'm from New Orleans, like we eat frogs legs, here we go babe. And it was like a tiny frog, so obviously like not happening, but
yeah,
I get where he was going with it and I can appreciate it.
Yeah, and I think I didn't realize he was from that area, so I learned a little bit about him because I think his bio said, you know, where he lives now. And I think it's California or something like that. So
yeah, and it does look like we visit New Orleans this season.
Okay, looking
ahead
here.
And it did particularly look like a hometown.
Oh.
Because I feel like I saw Joey in New Orleans, unless Joey's originally from there. I'm not sure. But I do feel like we are heading there this season.
Yes, and we've been there, I think it was next season. And maybe some others.
Good call. And then we were there with Gabby and
Gabby, a hometown. Yeah. So that's always a fun one. Then, yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of the questions. I didn't think that gave us much. It was like, how would you keep her warm? And how would you like this season to end? It really seemed like Charity was maybe able to just tell them who to pick. But Aaron was the winner. He just gets time at the kissing tree, which is just a tree with a sign that they, you know, tacked on there. And the other guys go back and sort of wait for them to arrive. And they have the second part of the date.
And I will give it to the guys. Brayden was being annoying by just like eating the bee and like taking off his shirt and all of that.
Yeah.
He was being extra.
Right.
I will give them that.
Yeah. He was trying to like steal the scene. And just interrupt the other guys' time, kind of, you know, chirping at their answers and things like that. Then we hear everyone back. And I thought this was interesting. It was sort of all the guys talking about, you know, just kind of bringing Brayden into the conversation, asking, you know, why he's feeling the way he's feeling and why he's there, if it's not, you know, for what they think are the right reasons. He's talking about, well, like getting down on one knee, that's such a generic answer, like that you're just saying what she wants to hear, and you know, again, saying things that make sense to us.
Yeah,
but then we see Charity just kind of storming in, and it was odd because usually wouldn't we just see the lead just sort of walk in and say like, hey, how's it going? It seemed like she was sent there or given information like, oh, they're talking about something, you need to go hear this.
I also love that she's like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah,
like Charity, obviously they're talking about you, you're the bachelorette,
right?
This is the bachelorette, they're obviously talking about you, they talk about you nonstop.
Yeah, like, she came in already annoyed at Brayden, so I think there was maybe something we missed, or was it just his behavior on that group date? Because we also saw her say like to the three girls, and they're like, well, who's the smartest? And she's like, definitely not Brayden. So,
yeah, I think she came in a little annoyed. And I think it's just like, I think she got the ick and then she could never recover, which is fine. It's her prerogative, but she just could never recover.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely got that feeling that it was like, okay, she's over it. So whereas last week, I thought maybe she really was torn. I think she was just like, yeah, I'll let him stay one more week instead of just, I don't think she was really torn. So she just kind of had enough. Brayden, she pulls him aside. Like, can we go talk? It's written all over her face. Like, this is not going anywhere. I think he picks up on it. He says he doesn't think he can get there in this environment. And he leaves. So it's sort of like, seemed like a mutual, mutual decision in a way. Mm-hmm. But I know she says like she sent him home. So maybe I missed something, but it seemed like maybe he like was kind of trying to take ownership of it, but it was like, he was going to send him home anyway.
For sure.
And then she realizes like, well, everyone else here, she says, deserves a rose. So why am I wasting time with him? I thought that was kind of funny because not all these guys in this group date are going to get a rose. They don't get much time with her. But just that, oh, they're all here for the right reasons aside from Brayden. We saw some new kind of makeouts. I don't think she's made out with Tanner before.
She seems super into Tanner, which I was not expecting.
No, I wasn't expecting that either because we haven't seen much from him. They did a little, apparently Sasquatch lives in the area. So they were doing a little hunt for Sasquatch. But then it was just kind of an excuse to make out. We saw her making out a little more with John. I think Sean as well. Yeah. So Joey ends up getting the group date rose. They always seem to have a get along well.
I really like Joey.
Yeah. Do you think he has next bachelor potential or anyone else that you're seeing?
No. You know what? It's funny that you say that because it just hit me this week. Like, oh, like the bachelor is probably going to come from this group of guys. And I feel like by now we usually have somebody who's stood out to us. And I don't feel like that's happening.
Yeah, no, I don't really know for sure either. We usually, but like the last few picks, Clayton, Zach, weren't really on our radars of people that we would have jumped out at us.
Yeah, so maybe we're just like not, like subconsciously we're not thinking about it because we know we're just going to get disappointed anyway.
Right. Yeah, like they could pick Tanner and we're like, we don't know this guy.
Yeah, we're like, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this is not the point where Brayden comes back. So the guys are all just like totally happy he's gone. But we get sort of a commercial or a preview like later this episode, which I don't know that we've gotten quite that specific before, like still to come. And I don't know if everyone's just so invested in Brayden coming back that we
have. Well, and I'm so stupid and so naive because I was convinced like, because Ethan had said like we see him in a bus at some point. He's gone. I'm like, okay, but it's probably one of those things where it's like
never.
They got it on camera and they put in the preview because it seems crazy, but it's not actually that bad, so they don't even show it in the episode. Like right. I was convinced that was the case.
Yeah. No, we do see that portion later. So then we have the one-on-one with Xavier. I'd sort of forgotten about Xavier, so I was happy that he got this one-on-one. And I thought it was interesting. Charity says, oh, he's easily a boyfriend, but is he a husband? And I don't know if we've heard it put quite that way, but I really like that. I was like, oh, yeah, I totally get what she means.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we were watching this date kind of through that lens, and I got concerned that we were going to have a repeat of last week where, although not that I cared about losing Warwick, but just are we going to have another one-on-one where she sends him home? Like they faked me out a bit here.
Yeah. Well, and I thought it was really interesting, like her take on Xavier and our take on Xavier, because she mm-hmm. was like, he reminds me a lot of my ex-boyfriends and that mm-hmm. makes me nervous because I've been burned before. I was like, this dude knits. He's not going to cheat on you. Are you serious?
Right. Have you seen him on the bus? Yeah, she's not seeing that side. She got the scarf, but yeah, she's, I don't know. Maybe you know, though, when like somebody just really reminds you of someone else and you just can't sort of shake that association, I worry that she's maybe just projecting that on him. And she also mentioned that he compliments her and she's like, I know he's doing that, like, you know, for good reasons. And I don't want to like discount that, but I'm worried it's like he's not complimenting me on other things. So kind of contrasting with Dotton, who is really talking about her personality and what he sees in her. But I just don't know if like Xavier's sort of gotten to that level yet. And maybe he needed that date to do that.
Yeah, for sure. I also like their vibe together. I do very much enjoy them as well. I want Charity to be with a fun dude, and Xavier seems fun. Mm-hmm, and like a soft fun. Like I like him a lot.
Yeah, I love that they're just like, ooh, a fruit festival. Just,
you know what?
The town.
It's funny that the two dates here are like my worst nightmare of a date and my dream of a date.
Right. Exactly. Just choosing apples and talking about what our favorite fruits are.
Eating red pepper jelly. Like, that sounds amazing. Oh, I want to do that.
I really crave that. Okay. I'm going to like add that to my grocery order right now.
Good idea.
I don't know where to get it from, but yes.
I don't either. Like, I feel like it just appears in my cupboard when my grandmother makes it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Or a farmer's market type situation.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny that there was a crowd that gathered to watch them bob for apples and was cheering for them.
I do not bob for apples. Like, I feel like even as a child, when that was a thing you do at like the fall fair, I'd be like, no, thank you. I'm okay. Gross. I do not want to do this. And then at one point you saw this like big blob of spit come from Xavier's mouth onto one of the apples. And I was like, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't seem like a very sanitary activity. That should have, died a long time ago.
Yeah, like, have you guys not heard of COVID?
Right. Yeah. And this was where we had the, I guess it was pear stomping. It didn't look like grapes. There's a sign of
for what
pears.
Reason?
I don't know.
This I don't know
making,
either.
Is this for making jam?
Well, I feel like the pears were already jammed. Like, you're not gonna grapes make sense because you're releasing the juices, but pears, like, have you ever stepped on a pear? Like, I would sprain an ankle.
Yeah. Then they have their serious talk at dinner. He's worried about his love not being reciprocated. She's worried about not feeling chosen, not feeling that she's being prioritized. So she says in an ITM that they sort of go hand in hand. So sort of turned like that second half of the date, I feel like, turned her around for sure on Xavier and seeing like, okay, he's a different person. And they just seem to really click. And so, of course, he gets the rose as well. So we come into the cocktail party with Xavier, Dotton, and Joey having the roses. And interesting little clips here as they're getting ready for this cocktail party. The guys are all in their suits, and they're three of them are on treadmills, just walking that really slow walk. I think boredom has set in here. They haven't been able to go on the grounds. Maybe it's raining.
Just trying
too much.
To get their steps in for the day.
Yeah. And then she has her little mini dates. This is where she gives that picture of her when she's a child to Dotton. Super sweet moment. And then little, I think, convos here and there. Nothing that I had down as very notable. And then Brayden comes in and interrupts John.
And okay. And this is some foreshadowing for me personally of my anger, because John and Charity were having a hot and heavy makeout. So cute. I think John is like the hottest guy on this season, like easy peasy pumpkin squeezy. And for what it's worth for me, like one of the most real moments on this show was when like John looks up and realizes it's Brayden, and it's just like the look on his face. And then for like Charity to still be in makeout mode and then to like see his face and then like turn around and is like, oh, like she like legitimately squealed. And I was like, oh, girly girl.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm not gonna lie, like I don't hate Brayden coming back to have like a closure conversation, although I do feel like he was very much making this about himself. And like he was like, don't worry, Charity. Like, it was like he was being like a martyr. Like, Charity, don't worry. Like, it wasn't anything you did. And she's like, I know. I'm great. Like, it's your loss.
Right.
So I really appreciated Charity in that moment.
Yeah, for sure. It was set up very strangely. He's kind of storming in, not acknowledging the guys, and like clearly was told, like, go, like, she's in this room, you know, poor John. And he gets so upset because it's like, well, is she going to remember like anything that happened in our conversation? Because like it was overshadowed by him showing back up. But that sort of plays out where John doesn't make it through, which I was really surprised by, because he's someone we've seen sort of consistently. So I thought he'd get a one-on-one at some point.
I was viscerally angry, John.
Yeah.
Not just when for Sean's personal name reasons. Got called. When Sean got called. I was like, Sean, we're picking Sean. Like, why
I
Sean?
I thought she said John. I heard John. I had to rewind.
I hate Sean. Like, he's a weasel. I don't like this dude. I'm tired of seeing him. Can't believe he stayed over John. Mm-hmm. In my mind, it's just Charity, like, knows Sean is an easy boot later on. And that's what I'm telling myself. And I'm like, girl, you were just making out with John hardcore. And you're going to send him home? Like, what are we doing?
What is Sean giving us?
Oh, my God. Except whining. He just whines nonstop. It's like the last whiner left. So he has to take on all whining responsibilities.
Right. Yeah. And I love the producers calling Sean out because he was complaining about Brayden. Like, oh, he comes in here with his scarf. And they're like, well, you have a scarf on.
Mine's cashmere. Like, go fuck yourself. And I hate that. Yes. Oh boy. But and then Brayden just like stomped back out, and I kind of like that he didn't talk to anyone, whatever. He got back into his little party vest. And then John came over, and
Aaron came over first, apologized, yelled to John.
and then John went over and was like, hey, like, I'm not trying to fight with you, but I do need like to have this conversation and like let you know what effect you've had. Like, if I go home, it's partially because of you interrupting my time. And then he was like, yeah, I can respect that. But then all the other guys came on and just like riled Brayden up.
Right. So yeah, that was the bus scene. they were not
party bus scene. Why does Brayden get a party bus? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, they were not going to close the door of that bus. They were just going to let this play out. Kind of Aaron. Yelling at him and stuff, but yeah, it just seemed really pointless. I don't know that I would have rather, if you have to give me someone coming back, I like the move of like waiting till the next episode, the knock on the door, like, I made a mistake, I want to be back on the season, and then just seeing like all their faces drop when he shows up on a date or something. Yeah. This just seemed like too soon. It gave me flashbacks too.
Yeah. The producers just did not want to pay his fare to where we're going next.
Yeah, and they probably didn't have a fight out until all the guys were leaving.
Yeah, anyway. True.
Give me flashbacks to, like, they were trying to do something, like, with, remember JoJo's season where they're in the woods and Chad was, like, roaming. Like, he left. He was the villain. Yeah. And then he was, like, peering into the cabin at night and showing up, and everyone was afraid of him. Like, Brayden is not that level of a villain. So, but I think they're trying to make it seem like he was. We'll see him in Paradise, I have to imagine.
Oh my gosh, like, there's so many guys on the season who are Paradise shoe-ins.
Yes.
Don't worry, we'll see Caleb B in Paradise too.
Oh my gosh, totally forgot about him. But it was funny when the guys are all sitting and Caleb B's like, yeah, I just really like, it's so hard for me to see her going on dates with these other guys, and I'm like, when I have these strong feelings, and Brayden's just rolling his eyes like, she's never talked to you, dude.
I know. I felt the same way as Brayden. I was like, you've literally never talked to her. Like, what is happening?
What am I listening to right now? So Rose ceremony, she calls Aaron, then Tanner, then Sean. And yeah, I truly thought when she said Sean that she said John, because Sean just has that like week three boot face. Like, it just, I didn't think he was like, we're in top six now. Like, he's just not a top sixer to me. So I feel like we can call top four at this point, because the last two that she called, we know nothing about them.
Yeah.
So yeah, Tanner and Sean, I'm not seeing much, but yeah, like you said, Tanner, maybe he picks up steam. It looks like he gets the one-on-one. So yeah, how are you feeling about next week? I know you're actually going to miss next week, but we're already in final six.
I know. It's gone by so fast. It has gone by so fast. Next week, I don't know, like maybe because we didn't get a true preview of what's going on next week, I'm feeling a little lost. But I am interested to see where we go from here.
Yeah, same. Definitely very curious. All right. Well, I'm also curious about our draft results. So
I'm not.
You're not. Let's get to those here.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Draft scoring update from at George CTV. Amy still leads with 131 points. Haley is second with 109. And Ethan has 106. However, oh no, Haley lost her final three picks this week.
I'm upset. How did this happen?
How did this happen? Brayden, Caleb B, and Michael.
Oh boy.
Amy lost John, leaving her and Ethan with three each. Amy has Xavier, Joey, and Tanner. I didn't know I had Tanner remaining. And Ethan has Aaron B, Dotton, and Sean. Wow.
Okay. I feel like we're going to see a late surge from Ethan.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I don't know. You have some good ones too. You guys are very evenly matched here.
Yeah. Like you said, like Sean and Tanner both are kind of these wild cards. So interesting. Wow. This is an unpredictable one here. I was not thinking I would go this route with the draft.
You and me both, sister.
All right. Questions here. This is from Dan. Amy and Haley, what contestant am I thinking of? Hint one. They obsess over Brayden seemingly every hour of the day. Hint two, their chats with Charity are no different than if you ask ChatGPT to write a bachelor date conversation. If you answered anyone but Brayden, you're correct. I feel he was the most real person on the show and everyone else is either unlikable or forgettable. Thoughts?
I think it's just one of those things where they're really focusing on Brayden just because it's just somebody to focus on. And once he leaves, I feel like that's going to shift to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Like we saw that a lot in Katie's season. I think we're going to see that here. Mm-hmm. Gosh. Yeah. Like I think this episode was a bad look for Brayden in many ways, but I just don't think he's like that incorrect about his findings.
Yeah. Although as I'm reading this description, like the first person that came to my head was Aaron. Like the chat GPT is spot on with his conversations. I just don't think he's here for the right reasons. And I'm looking out for your best interests.
Well, and I'm perfectly willing to admit that I am falling for the preview.
For the preview?
When I think it's Aaron, we see, be like, I just don't know if like at the end. Yeah, from the preview being like, I just don't know if at the end, like I'm ready for this. And I was going to lose my mind if that.
I forgot about that.
He was like, chill out. Like that's taken out of context. I'm like, if it's not, I'm
good. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he's talking about something Brayden said again. Maybe Brayden comes back a third time. questions from George. A few thoughts about the episode. Have you ever taken a passenger train on a trip? I definitely have several
times. Yeah, for sure. I like trains.
It's very nice. Was the Sasquatch storyline initially created only so they can make Jesse dress up in the closing clip? Forgot to mention that part.
100%.
I need a little more payoff on that one. Like scaring some of the guys or something. It just seemed like, okay, it was just Jesse wandering around.
Yeah, I thought we were going to scare the guys or like scare Charity on a one-on-one date.
Yeah. Are s'mores overrated? What's your cooking method for a marshmallow? And do you let it catch on fire?
S'mores, not overrated. Cooking method, sometimes inside. Mm-hmm. But when I'm outside, I like, I make sure to rotisserie it. Like, mm-hmm. I need to keep it spinning. I do not let it catch on fire. I don't like the taste of char. No. I need it like a very light golden brown.
Yeah, I look for kind of the embers, not the actual flame.
Yes, exactly.
Haley, will you rank the following statements on how likely you would be to say each one to Ethan? Okay, here's number one. Okay. Before something you and Ethan are about to do, we are doing something I've never done before. I want us to have this bonding moment together.
I feel like it's likely I would say that, and then he would roll his eyes at me.
Okay. That's said by Charity about bungee jumping. Okay, number two. Before getting out of bed in the morning, if I can make it through the entire day without falling, that's a win. That's said by Sean about walking in the woods.
I would say that. I'm very clumsy.
When you're hungry, you have 5 minutes to bring us something to eat. That's what the scouts to the men.
It's possible I would say this, but I would say if I'm hangry, so is he. So I'm not starting an argument.
Okay. You guys are on the same schedule that way?
Yeah.
Nice. Four, while Ethan is driving, punch the gas, man. That's what Aaron said to the driver.
Yeah, I would not be saying this. Ethan is already a bit of a speedy driver, and I am anxious. So I usually am like, I don't think it's necessary to go that fast right now. Yeah, it's not necessary.
I'm definitely like, wait, what's the speed limit? But that was a funny line. I'm surprised he didn't bring up the I am a demon that was said by one of the girls.
That was really funny. I did cackle at that.
That was good. All right. And I guess we kind of mentioned this, but we didn't go through too many. Do you have any front runners for who you think will be the lead for the next season of The Bachelor?
I really don't have any front runners because I would say my two favorites right now are Joey and Xavier, and I haven't really seen that they have the personalities to carry it off.
Yeah, I agree. It's not like they're really, I don't know.
They're not popping off the screen.
Popping off the screen. And
they're just two good dudes who I would want to hang out with.
Because it's so fast, too. Like, I don't know. I feel like we need like 2 one-on-ones to really know these guys.
Yeah.
So,
like, I genuinely thought with less guys, we'd know all of them more.
No, it was just speeding through, it seems like.
Yeah.
Let's see. We also have a question from Justin Feinberg. I probably won't be able to watch tonight's episode in time to submit questions. So I'll just ask about how surprised are you that the Golden Bachelor is a rich seeming white guy from Middle America? Is the only actual surprise that he's 71 instead of 51?
Yeah, I really thought he was going to be in his 50s and he looks truly amazing for 71. Yeah, that feels like right. Not right. I'm sorry. It feels like the move they would go with.
Yeah. And I'm surprised that the women are not like 45, 50. Apparently, they're all going to be over 60.
That's great.
Yeah. So Ava Pickett wants to know, thoughts on dating someone that reminds you of your exes. Do you think that's always a bad thing?
This is tough for me because I don't have any exes. But I do have a type.
Okay.
So I could see myself going back to that type.
Right.
But also, I don't think if Ethan and I broke up, like, I just don't think I would date anymore. I think I just feel like, no, not for me. Thank you.
Yeah. And now it's reminding me that Katie Thurston, that happened with Greg Grippo on her season. She was he really reminds me of my ex. Like, he's totally my type. So, and she was really into Greg, but I think if it's like a familiarity thing, that can be bad because then it's like, okay, you just like that, like, comfort of like the good things. If you think it's like they remind you of something like that, and maybe that's not actually that person, or definitely if it reminds you of something that you didn't like, that probably is a good red flag to say no. But if it's just something like, hey, this is a trait that I'm into, and my ex was into, like, had this trait or had this hobby, and so does my new person, I think that's totally fine. I think it's sort of like, hey, that took kind of me realizing these are the things I like, these are the things I don't like, and now I'll find someone. Like, you're sort of honing that skill of, like, figuring out who your person is. So you're going to take what you liked and not what you didn't like.
That makes total sense to me.
And then we have bonus points for the next draft. All right. Oh, last week we both received 20 points. Ethan received 15. Haley was the closest to the scouts' involvement, and Amy was correct on 6 men remaining. All right, bonus points for week 5. The preview was still to come this season, so some of these will carry forward to future weeks. Yeah, I forgot that it wasn't a very specific still to come. All right, number 1, the preview showed a jump hug. How many jump hugs will be shown in week 5? 0, 1, or 2 or more?
Yeah, give me 1.
One jump hug. Okay, I'll go with 2 or more. Hopefully both of the dates. Although, I don't know that Charity's... It's not standing out to me as, like, her move.
No.
So, definitely
probably because she can't jump into these guys' arms. They're, like, too high up.
Totally.
These guys are tall, man.
2, we see Joey, the tennis instructor, playing tennis with Charity. During their date, how many relationships are like tennis analogies will we hear? Preview scenes don't count. Okay, so during their actual date, A is 0 to 1, B 2, C 3, D 4 or more.
What do you think?
I'm gonna go with 2.
I'm going high. I'm going with D, 4 or more. Like, I feel like we can pack a lot in there.
They've got the love in tennis. They've got perfect match. Oh yeah, you might have that one. All right, 3. Charity is shown at an airport watching a black car drive off. Name the man in the car. Ooh, I didn't notice this part.
Okay, so I think this is going to be the after the hometown date get together. I feel like, whose season was it? Like JoJo's or maybe Hannah's, that we were like did this in an airport. So I don't think it's like on a date she's sending somebody home. Like, I think it's just that there's only one guy to send home. So if I can work it down. So let's see who's left. Aaron B, Danton, Sean, Xavier, Joey, Tanner. So let me say if next week we're taking out 2, let's take out Sean and Tanner. Mm-hmm. I think maybe...
So it's like maybe one of them goes home on a date and then one.
Yeah. So give me Xavier going home in the car.
Ooh. I'll take Tanner.
Okay.
But I have no reason for it. I just don't know. I just know that he's probably leaving at some point.
You don't think he's the one, Amy?
Yeah. All right. And then 4. Name the man that Charity says doesn't want to leave and he isn't taking no for an answer. Ooh. Do you think that's next week or will that be
I think that's later on.
Mm-hmm. Interesting one.
Maybe Aaron. Like, I feel like he's the most steadfast in this relationship.
Like, he's got a one-sided relationship.
Yeah, like, I just feel like he's the most, like, serious about it. And, like, the most, like, she's the one. Like, we're getting married. It's fine.
Yeah. And I can't see it being Joey. Can't see it being Dotton. Can't see Xavier. I don't think so. Just have a different answer. I'll say Sean. Like, maybe Sean is just pulling a weird villain move.
Oh, my God. Maybe. Oh, God. Maybe Brayden comes back.
Right. That's really who makes sense. If the previews had shown him one more time, for sure, I'd be saying Brayden. All right. All right. This, I feel like we probably have the same answer. Name the four men making it to hometown week. Okay. You name one, then I'll name one.
Aaron.
Joey.
Dotton.
Xavier.
Yeah. Those are my four.
I just can't see.
Tanner or Sean moving along here.
Yeah. If there was a wild card, I'd say Tanner, just based on that makeout.
Yeah.
Will Charity receive a traditional proposal? A, yes, or B, no?
I'm going yes.
Same. I'm going to say yes as well. 7, who ends up sitting next to Charity at the end of After the Final Rose?
This is a tough one.
I'm not ready to answer this.
Yeah. I'm going to say Dotton for now, but okay. I'm going to reserve the right to change my answer later down the line.
Okay. I'm going to say Xavier. He was high in my draft. I think he was my first pick. So yeah. I got to stick with Xavier. All right. That is everything that we have.
I have a few takes from Doug.
Oh, good.
It was his birthday this week. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
He said, with all of the cost cutting at Disney, I'll be interested to see how restrictive the health insurance policy is for these senior bachelor contestants. I'll be somewhat surprised if they leave the U.S. and less surprised if one of them needs to be sent home for high blood pressure.
I think I heard they're not leaving the U.S. So you might be right on that.
They might not even be leaving like the compound.
Yeah, it might be a new, like, now they know how to do quarantine seasons in a way, so.
Yeah, maybe they should, like,
just adopt it.
Yeah, set up a resort in Florida and just let everyone have a great time.
Retirement communities take over.
Yeah, that's a great idea. given your love of relaxing and being delicate, would you consider pretending to be an older woman to participate in the slower and gentler pace of Senior Bachelor instead of the frantic and cutthroat conventional franchise? Yeah, I don't think they're going to make these people go bungee jumping. Their bones just couldn't handle it unless they're on One A Day Boniva. But, you know.
I am getting sort of a flashback now to Chris Soule's season where they had to convince all the women, you could totally live in Iowa. Like, let's go see what his town's like. I know Indiana is a bit different. It sounds like he has like a nice home there and everything. But I could see us getting like someone from Florida, from California, from New York, like a more cosmopolitan woman.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about Indiana. Maybe I can convince him, you know, to spend half the year in the South or something.
That's hilarious. Definitely. And then I'm so excited this show is moving back to 8 p.m. The fans have influenced a lot of positive change in recent years, and this is no different. We are an audience of delicate middle-aged people, and we will be heard. I'm thrilled. I will be able to watch the episodes on Mondays now.
Do you think people are complaining, or is it just a ratings thing?
I do think it's just a ratings thing. I wonder if like the claim to fame ratings weren't high enough and they're like, and they saw a dip in the Bachelorette ratings, that they're kind of like, it's more of a ratings ploy to increase the Bachelor ratings rather than claim to fame. Like, I feel like the claim to fame watchers are going to watch no matter what.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm just kind of surprised because it's sort of a lot of people just record it anyway and watch when they can. So how much does it really impact? But
yep. Anyway, that's it. That's all.
Doug. All right. Haley, where can people find you? Anything new you've been up to?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @HStrong_. You can check out my Bookstagram account @The Strong Library. I just finished a book, put up a review. It is called If the Shoe Fits. And if you are a fan of the Bachelor franchise, which if you are listening to this, it's possible that you are. It's like a very Bachelor-centric storyline where the main character is a plus-size woman who is going on the show, and she's not the lead. Like we watch, or we read One to Watch.
Yeah, okay.
One to Watch a couple months, a couple years ago, and where the girl in One to Watch was the lead. The woman in this book is not the lead, but it's a nice story if you like The Bachelor. It's cool. So it really much follows that. Cool. But yeah.
All right, and you can follow me on Twitter at RJP Recapper. And until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.